We're so back.
Oh my god.
And better than ever. Like, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Yip Jump Music, the final episode.
Woo! Sad, confetti, all that.
Yeah, I have a guest here today, if you want to introduce yourself.
I'm Anna.
Anna? DJ Anna.
Yeah, DJ Anna of Two Ends. That is my DJ name.
Is in the studio tonight because we're cooking up the past and future of WMFO.
Oh my god.
Anna's my protege.
Don't say it like that. We just linked, like our brain cells linked. Because yeah. If you listen to my episode like literally yesterday.
Which I also guessed it on.
Yeah, like it's giving hive mind, it's giving melisma, it's giving circle, it's giving the Venn diagram is the circle, and yeah, all that. Horrible description.
Yeah, everything is a circle, kind of.
Like, I'm saying, like, it's literally giving circle moment.
Circle game, which I started my episode with last week.
Wow.
Okay. Well, tonight, I actually do have a very special episode. Yeah. Because...
I kind of just intruded, though.
No, it's okay. I think, like, I sent you the playlist, and you just validated me, so that's, like, your contribution.
Real.
That's,
like yeah. Like, obviously, because, like, yeah. I approve.
You
I
also
co-sign.
Had to approve it because I did add explicit songs because I just fully was not thinking about how they were.
Dog,
explicit.
That's my scheduling coordinator. Like, they fully scheduled themselves for this non-Safe Harbor hour slot. And I'm just like, dog, that's my that's when you know the scheduling coordinator's had enough and they need to leave.
That's so you know I'm burnt out and I need to go out to the farm upstate.
I'm saying.
I need to retiring from sad business, whatever that means.
Yeah, retiring from sad, new career in business.
Sad new, yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
Sad new career in radio.
Yeah. I need to go to those farms where like people send their dogs to whatever.
You just hang out with all the dogs.
They're dead. Anyways.
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh? Anyways. Yeah. What's the final? What are you cooking the final episode?
Yeah. So this final episode, it is an ode to my past life as a high school indie alt rock music enjoyer.
Yeah, and what kind of school did you go to? Want to tell the audience?
Okay, I went to an all-girls school. Shout out amateur school for young women leaders in Austin, Texas. Shout out Magnet Public High School that was in a middle school that was built in 1952.
Was it also designed by a prison architect?
No, that's a different high school.
Wow. That's crazy.
So this is me, you know, harkening back to that era, the era of KUTX, shout out KUTX 98.9 in Austin. Shout out for all you sick and twisted satellite radio heads.
My friend is a DJ at Rice, and they're like K something something.
It's going to be K something because they're West.
Yeah, it's giving K something something because, yeah.
Yeah.
That Rice.
Yeah, I don't know what the Rice radio is. But anyway.
Yeah, shout out. Never been there. Lol.
Shout out Satellite Radio to Solid 36 and 35 on Sirius XM. It was Alt Nation and then like...
Alt Nation?
It was another like Alt one, but it was like a little bit weirder. Like,
Alt Nation.
It was a little bit crunchy.
That's literally WMFO, Alt Nation.
I'm a soldier for Alt Nation.
I'm saying.
But yeah, this is just like some songs that have stuck with me for a long time. And I feel like, you know, it's not really goodbye. It's just see you later. Yeah. But yeah,
because are you?
I'm literally subbing on the 30th, so please tune back in.
Like that's literally like in 3 weeks. Let's be so real. Like
yeah, I'm upgrading. I'm gonna look at. You're gonna more, upgrade. Like, I'm upgrading to a community member status.
Yeah, and you're upgrading to a Safe Harbor hour.
Yeah.
Slot
for one week only.
I'm
one
saying
week only.
And like yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna. Unlike some people, I don't talk a lot during my shows.
Actually,
so
that's 5 minutes, and like actually like
that's probably the most I've talked.
And that's more than what we talked on yesterday's show. Because I remember we started playing music at 2:05 or 2:04, actually.
We started at a weird time because there was no one here. And then we came in. Oh, we came after Medium.
Yeah.
Shout out. So, yeah, I'm just going to get into the music. This first song I picked, it was already kind of in my brain.
You picked, like, yeah, you picked every song, bae. Like, I don't know how to tell you that.
Well, I was just going to say I picked it because.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Please let me.
Sorry.
This is my
show. My God. You can mute me.
I literally will. My finger's hovering over the off button for mic two right now.
Yeah.
But I picked this song. There was a great discussion in. Also, shout out Melisma Magazine. There was a great discussion in our Melisma Discord the other day.
Don't mention that word.
I'm sorry. Sorry that triggered you.
Oh my god.
Discord. Anna from Discord.
Stop saying that. That is not real. That is slander and libel.
Well, can I finish what I'm saying?
We were talking about this. Yes, you went off track. Like, not my fault.
This is chaos. This is going to be the most chaotic episode, I think.
This is so normal.
Well, it's chaotic.
Keep going.
For me. Okay. We were talking about this band in the Discord, and we had a great conversation just about how good they are and continue to be good. And this album, I feel like it's so ingrained in that era of like the Tumblr, like 2013, 2014 alt rock. But it gets left out of the conversation a lot. And I wonder why that
is. Why? It's because they're women.
Because they're women.
I'm
sorry. Something about the women.
Like something
another
about
great
the
show.
The Girls Must Go. That's my friend's thesis title. The Girls Must Go. So like we mentioned that a lot.
Yeah. The Girls Must Go.
The Girls Must Go.
And
it's
also,
an RCD thesis, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. And also The Girls Are Gone. Just like Days Are Gone because this is Don't Save Me by Haim.
So real.
Days Are Gone.
Yeah.
discarded all the naughty nights for niceness, landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to pity as the past though. A bloody Mary's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. When a step flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman had to be gentle. Was it a mecha dubber or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. When as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them of overflow. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Took her left off last lap lane, just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took her left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're we'll be right back.
Oh. Was it last year's show?
No. Lol.
Last year, well, you can ask your question. It's okay. I'm just being very.
I mean, who's this person asking
candid,
this question?
Like asking questions on the air, answering questions on the air because
yeah, like what? This is a Q&A session.
This is a Q&A now because we have another guest. Guest,
yeah.
Like
introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm the intruder. My name's Jason Evers.
Oh well, so
never
okay,
the
I'm,
intruder, always the guest.
Well, actually, I'm the intruder. So like, get in line.
You asked and I invited you.
Invited
I had
intruder.
To ask. I had to ask first to get invited. Like and that's not getting invited. Anyways,
so
always an intruder, never a guest. Whatever Boy Genius said.
If you were awake at 3 to 5 a.m. this morning, you probably heard my show on WMFO.
Yeah, who is awake?
The Observatory. In the Observatory.
Well,
with Jason
Georgia
Evers.
Was supposed to come on, but Georgia was busy with work. So, like, it's. I
was asleep because I had to wake up at 7 to get a shuttle to go to the SMFA and be there from 9 until
6:30 p.m. So, crazy
I'm
stuff.
Really sorry. But you just came from work, stuff. So you're who's the real WMFO soldier?
I know, right?
I'm clocking out of like, one job and
I'm
clocking into the front.
Yeah, punching right back in.
To not get paid. Like, that's crazy.
Well, I get paid in emotional and sentimental value.
Wow. Your emotional
so you're
labor.
Not getting paid.
The bank of my heart is full.
Mm. Yeah, it's giving us an English major.
ILVS over here.
I'm Yeah, you don't get to talk.
I wasn't saying anything. You were the one talking classics.
Ooh, oh, classics.
No, anyway, who wants to read a PSA? Classic I added Georgia. A new one to the book if anyone wants to
we
read
can read it.
It
together.
Is it this one?
It's the front one.
Obviously.
One
what do you think?
Do
you have a new PSA? If you're a DJ listening, we have a new Garfield PSA.
Yeah, we have a hot new PSA. It's on beautiful yellow paper. I printed it out myself.
Yeah, and it's not related to Garfield.
It's not related to Garfield, though. Feel
free
to add
your
own
was.
Garfield.
But like, you should read it.
Yeah, you should read it.
Sure. Attention radio listeners, art lovers, critics, haters, fans, friends, freaks, delinquents, degenerates, sellouts, and future sellouts.
Me.
The community invited to the School of the Museum of Fine Arts Senior Thesis Show, for the record, on view in the SMFA Grossman Gallery and Anderson Auditorium from May 9th to May 21st, and the Capstone Cohort Show, Heat Rises, opening May 17th to May 26th in the SMFA Third Floor Studios. Both exhibitions, along with the student end-of-year show, will be celebrated at a reception in the SMFA Atrium on May 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. For more information and artist details, visit @SeniorThesis2023 and @SeniorCapstone2023 on Instagram or smfa.tufts.edu. Come on out, support students, artists, and keep it freeform. A public service message on behalf of the SMFA Capstone Cohort from WMFO, Tufts most creative educational radio. And I hate Mondays.
And you hate Mondays. Thank you for that inspirational message. Hey, no one actually is allowed to hate Mondays because Yip Jump Music is still currently on Mondays. When I stop having shows regularly on Mondays, then hating Mondays is back in fashion.
I can't wait to hate on Mondays.
Can't wait. No, that was beautiful. Thank you for reading that.
It's giving like you can tell he's going to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's a shame that you had a 5 a.m. radio slot because we really could have used your voice.
Yeah, like,
in, like normal
you know some
hours.
DJ, you know some, never mind, anyways, let's move on.
No, I can log political discussion, you can air your grievances.
Yeah, let's hear it. We're almost done.
No, I have nothing to say. I love WMFO DJs. This is my broken house, like, look, the ceiling's literally. Anyways.
Speaking of broken houses, how do we feel about the last half hour? Thoughts?
I'm sad. Like, this isn't even my show. Like, yeah. I have my show, but like,
I mean, I've literally played all my friends before. I feel like I played it on like my last show with my dear friend Sarah Granola Girls.
Yes, that's the name I was looking for. Granola Girls. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Last
why
spring.
Was it ironic?
It was like
Granola's
semi-ironic.
Never ironic.
Yeah.
And then I feel like we embodied it. I feel like we reclaimed it. We made it into something.
Reclaimed
new.
It. It's not a slur.
Granola.
Granola.
But it's like. It has like a certain energy.
Okay.
But it's like, I don't know. I feel like because quirky also has a certain energy.
It does.
That used to be like a whole Tufts thing, but
my
now
friend.
It's like not.
Now
my
it's
senior friend,
playful.
she got most quirky in her high school yearbook.
Oof.
Yikes.
Yeah. Very funny because she went to a Catholic school.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's loaded.
I'm saying.
Loaded.
I'm saying.
A lot of subtext there.
Yeah. Anyway, didn't James go to a Waldorf school?
I have no clue. I don't know
he's
where James went.
He's currently attending the Waldorf School of Life, I think.
Actually?
Yeah.
I can tell. I can tell that changed
the
that
The Waldorf
man.
School of Hard Knocks.
I'm saying.
I guess one song that I did want to highlight was...
Highlight? This is not a paper. Like, come on. What is
Yo,
this?
Chill,
a critical analysis?
Let me do my show.
Yeah.
Why are we fighting?
Yeah. I want to highlight it just as much as
I
the
next talk.
Person.
Oh my god.
Some people have mentioned All My Friends is a very sad song, but it is
like,
so...
Like, is it not depressing?
It is very depressing, but also, as I said, I did have the profound pleasure of seeing LCD Sound System probably before I could fully appreciate it. I saw them at Austin City Limits, and they played this song, and it really impacted me because it was so, like, small and, like, dumb, I think, at the time. But when they say, like, where are my friends tonight, they, like, cut the, like, the festival. Like, you know how they have monitors and, like, you know, mm-hmm. film the show? They switched the cameras around to the crowd, and it was, like, everyone dancing.
Stop.
Like,
I would cry.
Yeah. I did cry, it's and it, like, was very profound.
Because, like...
So now every time I listen to that song, I just think about, like... that moment, but also like this moment, like right now.
I think about how I went to a lot of shows with my friends in high school, and now like this summer we're supposed to go to a show together, but she's like, she can't make it back, and I was like,
no.
And it's like, I'm never gonna see her again, because like, well, no, she goes to Rochester, but like, it's like, you know, like she's gonna stay there, and I'm just like,
you can drive out there, Rochester, New York.
It's 6 hours. I'm not driving.
You would not last in Texas.
You would not last in New Jersey.
Yeah. Chill. Let's not. Let's not
Jason,
get political.
Do you have any emotional connections to the song that we just listened to, or even "Feel It All Around" by Washed Out, which kind of played us into this?
So
Portlandia song.
That was probably my first real experience with LCD Sound System.
Mm.
And
wow, that's not that's unexpected.
Pardon?
Oh my god!
Pardonnez-moi.
I'm ESL.
what
are
my
you
bingo
say?
Card is
what
full.
What are you gonna say? What are you gonna say in API month? What are you gonna say? I gave you a 3 space.
Is that this month?
Yes.
Oh my
god, it's Jason my Evers month. Hates. Anyway,
so I was just driving back from work to arrive here, and it was a perfect, a beautiful blue night. Mm. And
it was a bit cold though.
I'm
a little chilly.
I lived.
No, we need it though. We need
and,
it.
And you know, I hit the AM/FM button on my car. I was like, I gotta tune in the Yip Jump, and that was on. I was like, this song's terrific. So I know what I'm gonna do. The first thing I do when I step into the studio, I'm gonna ask, "Who is this?" And then I was promptly made fun of for not knowing.
No, it's because like it's very Melisma core, very Jason core.
Well,
if I could say.
Well, I'm a very different kind of guy.
Yeah, I feel like it is. I feel like it's something that you could get really into.
Yeah,
I think I probably
because like
honestly,
like
yeah,
man, old. Sad and like, you know,
like
miserable and
Conor
like
Oberst.
And like
weirdly dancey,
like yeah, and
very
like
dancey.
And like also
yeah.
like
yeah.
very desperate and like very miserable man.
Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah, we know about you and Weezer. We know about that. Half an hour, we have 20 minutes left. Like
yeah, well listen, I planned for this. Listen, let me play the next song.
You planned for this?
Yeah, I did. I planned for everything.
Wow.
I'm gonna play this next song. This is one of the most important songs ever written for me personally.
Perfect.
Especially
wow.
when I was in high school, especially moving to
they
Boston.
They wrote this song about them.
They wrote
this
about song
Georgia.
About me, and getting to hear it live was the greatest pleasure of my entire life.
Oh my
this
god,
is,
Flex.
I saw them twice, too. So Flex.
Yeah.
This is Ladies of Cambridge by Vampire Weekend.
Oh. But if you leave
imagine that you were dead. A morbid streak runs through the whole of my family, but for you I could put it to rest. But if you leave, I just don't think I could take it. We'll be right back. Francisco, drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. We slept in parking lots. I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind. I made a lot of mistakes. My friend, it was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go to recreate us. All things grow. We had a mindset. All things know. You had to find it. All things go. You came to take us. All things grow. All things grow.
We're back. We were just discussing the epic highs and lows of,
of college football. At Tufts University, especially.
Of Sufjan Stevens' discography. That was, of course, Chicago.
What low?
Yeah, name one.
No, I'm saying...
Wait, actually...
It was highs and lows, but, like, the lows were the highs, and the highs were also the highs.
Yeah, so. The low was, like, when you're, like, so depressing, but, like, the highs were also, like, you know, like, you could bump to Jacksonville in the car in the summer with your friends.
Yeah, or this song, Chicago.
Yeah, I did.
Sufjan's lowest low is another artist, like, magnum opus, like, high.
Sufjan's lowest low is just, like, so makes true. Me, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah.
That might be your lowest low.
Yeah, Sufjan's lowest low is me when I'm in my lowest low. Mm. And that is Karen Lowell. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. It's just it's almost like it's too beautiful for me to be sad while listening
too,
to it.
Honestly.
I'm like forced to like appreciate that art is alive. Like,
but like it's just like I bring so much, I make it so personal about myself. That
I bring a very personal vibe to the Karen Lowell.
I'm saying, no, because like, it's like, I don't know, like after I've gone through like my angsty, edgy teen era, and then I was like reconciliating with my parents, and then like discovered the meaning of Karen Lowell, and I was like, lol. So I used to play
it's about it. Me. The album's about me.
Like, he literally made the album for me, but like I would play it on vinyl every time before I left for college from home.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
I'm just saying. I was like, So like, profoundly sad album that I would play on my show on a Friday afternoon last year for people to get ready to, you know.
Yeah.
Imagine going out and you're getting ready and you tune in the radio and you hear Destin's Dignity.
Music to pre-game.
You hear Destin's Dignity and it's just like, anyways, but like you can't get mad at him for making songs
I would never get mad at him.
Or like not even finishing his 50 States project.
No, don't care.
But just like,
dude,
you know.
Didn't even make it to New Jersey.
He would never make it to New Jersey.
He would have a field day with the state of Texas. I want to see Sufjan's like
he has to make
folk punk country.
He has to make five different albums for Texas because there's so many.
Well, he made one for Illinois and it was very long. So I feel like
there's
justify
so much more
making like a 70 song album for Texas.
Okay, but like he would, like Sufjan would make a 70 song album.
The scary part about like that project is like how many artists do have 50 albums in their discography?
The guy who sings about cities and songs.
That's so true. He has a song about my hometown.
He has a song about every hometown.
No, not mine.
People tried to look at that.
Have we not talked about how he performed at Tufts at Arts House?
No.
And I saw him my sophomore year.
I just discovered him like a week ago.
No,
because shout out to the guy who sings about cities and songs.
My friend played it in the AAC about like their hometown. And literally last week, and I was like, they don't have a song on Medfield because like they wouldn't. Why am I doxing myself on the airwaves?
I just dox myself, too.
Oh, yeah. Medford, Massachusetts. community. Yeah. He sang that. He also does, like, songs.
And that, like, killed me.
He does songs, people's names, and poop. And so he sang the Tony Poop song for Tony Monaco.
That's awesome.
What about Tanya Harding?
He did not play Tanya Harding.
Can you imagine?
I did. I wrote on my phone. I was like, your music saved me. And I held it up. No, that guy, if you go to his Twitter, he, like, posts the same, like, seven videos from that show, like, constantly. And it's so endearing. And he's, like, played a frat house at a university. It was Arts House.
It was Arts House. That is not a frat house. Arts House is the
art
most...
Frat.
Before we get cut off here, I just want to remind everyone again that this has been the finale of Yip Jip Music. Gone But Not Forgotten. It's Not Goodbye. Just see y'all later on 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Real.
Two lovely guests. Mm-hmm.
You cannot quality control us.
two lovely guests in the studio tonight. Any last thoughts
It's been a good one. Play us out. Stop this.
I literally have a closer. You know that.
Anyways.
Keep it free form.
Shout out.
This is a reminder, your final reminder for the final time, that wherever you are, whenever you are, you can turn on your radio and someone will be there. Good night.
Me cat.